Yeah, hello everyone and welcome into the Sports Nix podcast. I am your host, Nick Friend, riding solo here on a Monday. Why am I so excited? Because just seconds away, I have a huge, massive, enormous announcement to make for the future of Sports with Nick. And later on, going to get to the Patriots game and our usual one up and one down from around the league. But first, the huge announcement. For those of you who have been following me, you might know I've been daily vlogging. That is over. Why? Because as of today, Sports with Nick has partnered with WordPress.com to improve and enhance our material and the amount of content we are going to be coming at you with. What does this mean? A. All of our content, podcasts, articles, and now new videos can all be found on sportswithnick.com. That simple, no word, dot WordPress, no dot Podomatic, sportswithnick.com, podcast articles, and videos all there. Now, if you're listening to this on iTunes, you don't have to worry about a thing. The podcast will still be there. However, there are videos and articles now on sportswithnick.com. What else does this mean, you ask? Well, previously I was doing 4 podcasts a week and an article, maybe 2. Now that is massively changed. You have not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5 podcasts per week, 3 to 4 articles per week, and 4 videos all up on sportswithnick.com. We are going, and specifically me, mostly me, my co-host Michael Friend will be joining me during times for this. We'll be coming at you with content and will be your home for Boston sports 6 days a week. I'm sorry, I do have to take one day off. I can't do it 7 days a week. Gets tiring. Friday will be my day off. But the rest of the days, other than Friday, and even on Friday, if something massive comes, I'll probably post a little emergency podcast or video. But usually, 6 days a week, articles, podcasts, and videos, we want to be your home for opinion-based Boston sports content, sportswithnick.com. I'm sorry, that was a little all over the place. I'm just super excited, and I am so ready for this. 6 days a week, full-on content on all 4 teams right here is your home now for everything Boston sports. And man, if you guys like the podcast, you'll obviously be thrilled with this. If you're new, welcome. Come on, enjoy. Whether you come on daily or once a week, I hope you enjoy. Again, podcasts, videos, and articles now all are right here, including many of you Patriots fans are going to like this. This has been happening, but if you're new to my articles and you've just been listening to the podcast, I do articles every single Sunday after the game, reaction to the Patriots games, 3 ups, 3 downs, and 3 reactions, all on sportswithnick.com. That simple. Twitter and Facebook are both the same, so sportswithnick.com. If you are here on this website right now, welcome. If you are listening on Podomatic and you have been doing that for a while, nope, seriously, no problem. If you like the podcast, don't panic. And if you've been watching it or listening to it on sportsnick.podomatic, don't worry. All you have to do now is just type in sportsnick.com into your search bar and you will be able to find us. All right, that took 4 minutes already, way too long. Let's jump into some sports, shall we? Let's do what we do here. And first, the Patriots, they took care of business and did what pretty much everybody thought they would do in demolishing the LA Rams by a final score of 26-10. And to me, I just think the Patriots stood out and came and did what they should have done against a team like this from the very beginning. They dominated, and you saw the classic chess versus checkers that I have talked about in the past, where the Rams, in no way, shape, or form, in all 3 phases of the game, on the bench, behind the headset, or in the headset, were absolutely dominated and outmatched. Mind you, I don't even think the Patriots played their best game in this game, but they obviously did more than enough to beat the LA Rams, and they just looked good in every facet of the game. Let's get into some of that, and let me start on the offense. To me, the biggest takeaway I take away from this is the offensive line, and it's not just this week, over the past couple weeks has really started to turn around. The offensive line, left to right, performed well, I thought, overall in this game, specifically their right side. Marcus Cannon and Mason, I mean, they really did have good games in this game. On the left side, in the center, I thought overall they played well. The only guy I would leave out is Nate Solder. To me, he didn't have his best game. I'm trying to get my chart out here. He allowed a sack, a couple stuff runs, and a pressure. But other than that, the offensive line, other than Nate Solder, stopped what really is the only strength of the LA Rams, and that is their defensive line. And the other thing, as much as I have been reluctant to do it, it is time to give LeGarrette Blount credit, okay? He is consistently at this point putting up yards game in and game out, and at this point he's easily going to get 1,000 yards, and to me it's the consistency. In years past he struggled with that, and overall this year there was a time there in the middle of the year when Brady came back that I really didn't like what I was seeing, but now you look at him over the past 3-4 games, he really just looks good and consistent behind an offensive line that is creating room for him. And when you have an offensive line that is actually good, which New England fans aren't exactly used to recently, this is what you get. And Blount, kudos. I mean, that run, obviously insane. But, and I thought what also impressed me was in the middle of the game, I thought he hit a little bit of a funk with a couple runs where he should have been able to get more and didn't. And then he bounced right back out of that and consistently was able to get yards at the end of the game. This is a guy now who you can rely on game in and game out. And I think it's not a coincidence at all that all of a sudden his production has started to jump up here as soon as the threat of Deion Lewis coming back has asserted itself. And look, Deion Lewis is a threat, and they used him a lot in this game. But I argued in the past that Deion Lewis should be their every down back. And I think LeGarrette Blount has put that to the side with just what he has done on a game in, game out credit. Game in, game out on a daily basis, really, is what I meant to say. And speaking of guys performing consistently, I mean, the guy, I said it last week, I'll say it again, he has entered Brady's trust circle. That is Malcolm Mitchell, the rookie out of Georgia, who continues to put up not only impressive numbers, but more impressive performances to me. Brady clearly has trust in him. He threw to him a record amount for Malcolm Mitchell's career in this game. 10 targets, 8 receptions, 82 yards. And even Brady got on him a little bit more in the fourth quarter after a drop, which I think is actually a good sign for Malcolm Mitchell. Because if Brady didn't like him, or didn't have confidence in him, more importantly, he would say, well, I'm not going to go get on that guy for a drop. I don't really trust him anyway. I don't think he's part of our future. But Brady went over to him. He got on him. He was upset and said, you need to catch that ball. That's your ball. You have to catch it. And it was in the fourth quarter of a blowout game. That's obviously just classic Brady. But it also shows to me the trust he now has in Malcolm Mitchell. And to me, it was more evident than ever when Patriots.com releases these locker room videos. And it showed Brady going over to Malcolm Mitchell, I want to say not last week, but the week before, and saying, keep it up. You're working. I notice it. And to me, if you're Malcolm Mitchell, you're going to have a more important role in this offense going forward. Edelman is in 100% still. And now, more importantly, Amendola is down. You're going to be one of the guys now in this offense as a 24-year-old rookie. And I think Brady has the confidence in him to do so. To me, on the flip side, I thought the defense, it was good. I mean, wasn't as much to take away here as expected when you're playing a rookie quarterback. It is hard to get a gauge on a defense, especially against an offense that not only passed the quarterback, doesn't really have a running game. And other than Kenny Britt, who do they have to throw to? I mean, Brian Quick, Lance Hendricks. I mean, there's not much there. And I thought, with that said, the defense was good. It's what I expected. What I did like in this game is the coaching staff saying, we're going to blitz the heck out of this rookie quarterback. And I like that. But with that said, I'd like to see them bring more of a blitz consistently. They've done it against inexperienced quarterbacks. But to me, you have some talent there to still get a rush on. And maybe you don't do as much as you did in this game, but still rush 6 at times. They rush 7 at times in this game. Am I saying to do that often against a better quarterback or as much in this game against another quarterback, a better quarterback? No. but do it more often than you have been, because I think this game is the perfect example of how it can work. And the last positive sign, or last two positive signs I took from this defense, first was bounce back games for Malcolm Butler and Sheard. I think last week Butler had the worst game of the season for himself, but maybe the worst game of his career. He bounced back, only allowed two catches, and to me looked good and aggressive again. And Sheard, whatever that whole situation was with him being inactive and left in New England, he came out to play. He was clearly motivated and looked good in this game. He had, by my count, two pass breakups, a pressure that led to a sack. And overall, I think he maybe jumped off the screen is too strong, but he had a nice, solid game. Lastly, I don't know how, I don't quite understand it, but Branch is not going to be suspended for his weed use, and to me, this is a big win for the Patriots. They were going to lose him for 4 games. Now they obviously lose him for none. And in this game, he showed his worth. He is consistently one of their best run stuffers on a game-in, game-out basis. He showed that again on Sunday. And that is why I said he would be such a big loss. Such a big loss. What he does on the stat sheet doesn't necessarily show up on a weekly basis. But if you really watch this game and you go back and watch it like I did, It was impressive. It was impressive. All right, let's move on to the one up, one down from the league. And quickly before I do, for those of you who follow this before or the podcast before today, you will know that usually I release a podcast on Saturday. I apologize I didn't. It was getting set up for this big announcement. And if you guys usually read the articles after the game, you know I didn't do one this week. And again, same reason, trying to get set up for this huge announcement. It took a lot of work. But now you get me 6 days a week, whether you like it or not. All right, one up, one down, as we always do here on a Monday. And to me, my up was clear. There was a couple teams here to consider, but to me, it was obvious. It is the Oakland Raiders. They continue on a week-in, week-out basis to prove that they are a real threat in the AFC. And to me, this is the kind of game they lose last year, where they get down early, and all of a sudden their confidence is shot, and who knows what happens. But in the third and fourth quarter, they went out, and at least on the offensive side of the ball, dominated the Buffalo Bills. They made the correct halftime adjustments, and to me, that is the sign of a real team. This is a team that if they were flawed and they were a quote-unquote fake team, as the media likes to call some of these teams, they would have rolled over and they would have been beaten by the Buffalo Bills. But instead, they came out with a strong second half, looked good, and I think it's time to say it. One, the Patriots have serious competition. Yes, it's serious competition in the AFC finally with the Oakland Raiders for a number one spot. And two, Derek Carr is here to stay, and he is a serious and one of the front runners and should be one of the front runners for MVP. To me, with that said, the main concern I have about this team is the same I have about the Patriots. Their defense, can it hold up in the playoffs? I say not if I had to guess. All right, let's move on to my down. And that is the New York Football Giants, who to me, everyone was starting to get excited about them coming into this game, and rightfully so, including me. And they lay a stinker in this game. They never really were in this game after the first quarter. And it's a huge disappointment if you are high on this team, and it's a huge disappointment if you are a New York Giants fan. They still have no running game. Eli didn't look good in this game. He's still inconsistent for my like. And this offense it's so hot and cold that it's really hard to trust it once you come down the stretch here and into the playoffs. Do you trust that Giants offense in the playoffs? And to me, the obvious answer is no. They go out and score 28 one week against a half-decent defense and then score 14 against a very average offense. And to me, that's a concern coming, you know, into the stretch, onto the home stretch. And it's something they need to fix, because if not, it's going to be a disappointing first round exit for the New York Giants. And to me, what a disappointing performance. I thought the Steelers would win that game, but not the way they did. And don't fool yourself. The final score is a 10-point game. It wasn't really that close. The Steelers were obviously the better team throughout the whole entire game. All right, admittedly, an emotional week with getting this set up, ending the vlogs, which most of you probably don't even know I did, but I did, and I had a large following, ending that, starting this, and now today, I won't say the name of the school, but I just broke down crying. I got a letter in the mail saying I got a $15,000 a year scholarship to a college, one, a very good broadcasting school, 15 again per year, so that adds up to 60,000. If you're listening in college, see, math skills. But I mean, just, yeah, an emotional day. This podcast was a little shorter than I wanted, but I hope you guys enjoyed. The grind of this 6 days a week thing really starts tomorrow. Today was kind of a test of the website, just releasing a podcast, but tomorrow I will catch you guys right here on sportswithnick.com, your home for Boston sports, with a podcast and an article. Thanks, everyone. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new here, thank you for continuing to be around. And I hope you guys, I mean, again, it's just really a new website. And if you're on iTunes, you don't have to worry. You just stay there and maybe come over here to check out the articles and videos. All right. Thanks, everyone. Twitter at SportsNickB, Facebook SportsNick. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the Celtic game and Bruins game tonight. And I'll catch you tomorrow.